And I'm Mario Ritter Jr.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Nobel laureate Muhammad Yunus on Thursday took the oath of office as the head of Bangladesh's interim government after an uprising forced former Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina to step down and flee to India. The key tasks for Yunus now are restoring peace in Bangladesh and preparing for new elections following weeks of violence in which student activists led an uprising against what was considered Hasina's increasingly autocratic 15-year rule. Authorities claim a 19-year-old Austrian who masterminded a foiled plot to attack Taylor Swift fans at a concert in Vienna with a bomb or knife had pledged allegiance to the Islamic State militant group. Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan has more.
Some 195,000 fans were expected for the concerts. Austrian police on Wednesday detained three teenagers suspected of plotting attacks. A 19-year-old who has North Macedonian roots made a full confession in custody. He swore allegiances to Islamic State on the internet and had chemicals, machetes and technical devices at his home in the town of Ternitz in preparation for an attack, authorities said on Thursday. Austrian Chancellor Karl Nehammer said an Islamic State cell of suicide attackers was broken up.
Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan. Palestinians made their way through Han Yunus on Thursday following orders by the Israeli military to evacuate. Residents were told to leave, quote-unquote, immediately for their safety and go to a humanitarian zone in Al-Mawasi. Elderly women on wheelchairs, sleeping children carried by their mothers and others on donkey carts, fleeing Khan Yunus, some of them saying they have fled several times. This is VOA News. A suspected attack by Yemen's Houthi rebels has targeted a ship in the strategic Bab el-Mandeb Strait that links the Gulf of Aden to the Red Sea. That's according to the British military, which said the ship targeted on Thursday was safe and continuing to its next port of call. The Houthis did not immediately claim the assault, though it follows a months-long campaign by the rebels targeting shipping through the Red Sea corridor over Israel's war on Hamas terrorists in the Gaza Strip. Venezuelan security forces have arrested thousands in the wake of last week's massive protest by opponents of President Nicolas Maduro, who say he stole the country's July 28th elections. Jan Bouchat reports from Caracas.
It was the first time in 25 years that people who live in the capital's slums hit the streets to protest against Chavismo, the ideology behind the leftist government that have ruled Venezuela for decades. It caught both the government and the opposition by surprise. Less than 24 hours after Nicolas Maduro claimed victory in the elections, residents of the poorest neighborhoods in Caracas took to the streets, some banging pots and pans, all of them outraged by an election that the opposition claims was rigged. Yabuesha, VOA News, Caracas.
Britain remained on alert on Thursday for further unrest. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Police had been expecting a wave of planned far-right protests targeting offices of immigration lawyers and others offering services to migrants. But those demonstrations failed to materialize as police and counter-protesters filled the streets. Carrying signs saying refugees welcome and chanting, whose streets are streets? People turned out in force to protect asylum service centres and the offices of immigration attorneys. Karen Chamas, London.
Earth's string of 13 straight months with a new average heat record came to an end in July. That's according to the European Climate Agency Copernicus on Thursday. The agency said July's 2024 average heat just missed surpassing the July of a year ago. Both the agency and outside experts warned that the end of the record-breaking streak changes nothing about the threat posed by climate change. It's driving extreme weather events that can be seen regularly, ranging from torrential rains and flooding in South Africa to the earliest Category 4 hurricane ever seen, Beryl, which hammered parts of the Central America and Southern U.S.